Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Since I first learned to crawl, then the walk I was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of running. Did a small bit, but learned mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, it's success where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me, gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers, since they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't never did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating all
of your talents.
Running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed ya. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed ya. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeders. So now I suggest that you lace up a runner. Go learn your history, who is Einstein a runner? Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're running. But now we're getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running because you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Cause I'm running to success.
You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents.
Running, there ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running to success.
You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents.
Running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running.
Till I get free. Till I get free. I'll keep running.
Malcolm Garvey Huey,
study
Malcolm Garvey
Huey.
Their life was like a movie, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm
Garvey Huey.
Their life was like a movie.
I organize,
everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey. Marcia Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially if it's deadly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause it's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize. It's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind. RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die. I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Bungie Bobby Pockin Tookie. Sitting by the door so you can say I'm acting spooky. Just like in the movie, son, you better pack your toolie. Niggas switch be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang bang, pig shooting, we should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG my family from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system, we say fuck them. This is for Nahanda, Mama C, Mama Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. I'm reporting in the duty.
Sticky icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVino, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey, Donald, Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cooties.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we can do this like we fam. I go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Baba Toon, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show their badges. Keep your family
family living healthy. Teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical.
Rushing a fella, that's my bro, my family, rose in chill. When it comes to money, I did concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become a shan, I'll be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment, I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy moto, I want build house, I still want turn up. Tell me, money come, what's it come, G-Wagon, all depend, stick at them, ride the whip, I know beat. Die for nothing, my nigga. What's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all different. They got it, ride the wind. I know me, die for nothing. Unuwa for now.
Because that would only continue the oppression and exploitation of oppressed people in the United States, and specifically African people born and raised in the United States. Socialism is an integral part of building social justice on this planet. The condition of my people, my history, was very much connected with other oppressed people.
But I know when Thanksgiving rolls around, you
Love, love, Charlie, thank you. You eat more pumpkin pie and drink more red soda water and eat more hog ribs than the white folks talking about his Thanksgiving. Every day should be Thanksgiving for the black man and black woman. Every day because we have come this far by faith. And it has been God Almighty who has brought us this far by faith. They fed him to a computer a long time ago, and they said what they had taken the black woman through and the black man through, that we should have all been dead a long, 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 long time ago. And so we are thankful to God Almighty for bringing us thus far, and for him giving us his mercy. And for him not allowing our enemy to wipe us out under his genocide plot to wipe our entire nation of people out. So we are thankful to Almighty God, the black man and the black woman. We are the most thankful people in the world. We are the most spiritual people in the world. We are the most God-loving and God-fearing people in the world. That's you, black man, and that's you, black woman. And so the white man, after robbing us and giving us these names, slave names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we understand that our names were changed. When you came to America, you had beautiful names. When you came to America, your name was Karima. When you came to America, your name was Kareem. Ain't that better than Willie? You were Omar. These were the beautiful names that you wore when you came over on the slave ship.
That's right.
But the white man robbed us of that knowledge. Yeah. Robbed us completely of a knowledge of self. Some of you saw roots.
Yeah, come on.
Didn't you see roots?
Yes, sir.
We didn't come here Toby.
That's
came Kunta Kinte.
That's right.
Still baffles me why Alex Haley didn't take the name Kinte. How he could still run around Alex. That baffles me. I'd rather be Kunta Kinte any day than to be Al or Alex. Especially since I know that that's my root name. That's my name all the way back to Alex. But we were robbed of our name. And so we are here in this mystery Babylon, this modern Babylon, and we covered last week that Babylon is baby London, the baby lion, Babylon, and that this is the baby, these 13 colonies, just bringing you up to date, these 13 colonies that were set up on the eastern seaboard, these 13 colonies represent the baby of England, of London, the capital there. That's why it's New York, because the old York is there. New Jersey, because the old Jersey is there. New Hampshire, because the old Hampshire is there. All right? New Brunswick, because the old Brunswick is there. New Amsterdam, because the old damn Amsterdam was over there. And so they had to change. Amsterdam was over there. And so they had to change. This is the new one. This is the baby London. This is the baby London. This is Babylon. America is the Babylon of the book of Revelation. Revelation 13 and 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, or his number would be 666. And everywhere the white man goes, the number 6 marks him. Everywhere he goes, the number 6 marks him. He can't get away from it. It was approximately 6,000 years ago that the white man came into existence. How long ago? 6,000 years ago that the white man came into existence. You say, well, I don't know about that.
Well, we know you don't know about that. And since you admit you don't know about that, ain't no sense in you coming in here arguing about what you don't know. You don't even know your own birthday, let alone knowing the white man's birthday. All right? As long as we got that understanding, we won't even have any argument. Genesis the 15th chapter, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verses tell us of a people that would be in bondage in a strange land among a strange people for 400 years. And you know that that's got to be talking about us. There's something strange about America. In fact, everything is strange about America, and there's something strange about the white man. In fact, everything is strange about the white man. He calls himself the Odd Fellow. He even has lodges that call the Odd Fellow's Lodge. How you gonna argue with a man who calls himself the Odd Fellow? He knows himself. He says he's the Odd Fellow. Here we are looking at this condition as the Bible bears witness to our condition. It gives us the problems that we are facing, and then it gives us the solutions to those problems right here in the Bible. But can we allow Reverend Chickenfoot to lead us after he comes from the theological cemetery? Or do we need someone that God has raised in our midst in the final days of the white man's world? We're living at the end of the white man's world. Oh, I don't mean Manhattan Island is going to blow up. I don't mean that America's going to explode. But the end of the white man's world. You got all kinds of worlds. You got the sports world. You got the music world. You got the underworld. Huh? We're talking about the white man's world. An end to this age, an end to this dispensation in time, an end to the way things are run as we have come to know it in the world today. An end to the world. Otherwise, God has no reason to blow up the planet Earth. He set the planet Earth on a course, and it still bows and bends and yields and submits to the divine will and dictate of Almighty God. He set it on a course and it moves at 1,037 and a third miles per hour. It doesn't pick up a second, nor does it lose a second. It goes and moves according to the law under which he created it, and it bows to his will. Nothing is as rebellious as the white man. Everything that God says thou shall not, the white man says, gee whiz, buddy, it's all right. Come on, try it. All right, baby. It's okay. Gee whiz, you guys are too rigid. You only live once, man. Come on. You know the Chuck talks like that. I'm talking about Bob. I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about Larry. You know the guys I'm talking about. No sister, you acting like you don't know them. Well, that's why we don't allow no white folks in here. Because if we had white folks in here, you'd be looking all behind you and wondering what Bob and Bill and Larry and Susie and Cindy might be thinking. So this is a family meeting. We don't allow white folks in here. We don't have no Chinese. We don't have no Japanese. We don't have no Vietnamese. We don't have no Koreans. We don't have no French. We don't have no English. We don't have no Dutch, no Greek, no Freak. We don't have none of them in here. Nobody.
There in the holy city of what is called Egypt by the white man, but it's called Kemet by us, which means black. In the ancient nation, African, black African nation, Kemet, or what is called Egypt by the Greeks, in the holy city of Abydos, in the sacred temple of Seti I, there on the walls in what the white man calls hieroglyphics, but what we call in the language of Kemet, the Meduneta. In the language of the Meduneta, not hieroglyphics, you can read it on the walls, and it dates back 4,100 years, some say 5,000 years, you can read on the walls the first creation story.
Yes,
it predates the creation story of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It predates the creation Quran, so it pulls both of them together.
Yes,
where a God among the African black man and black woman that we call, again, showing you that we always believed in the one God. When we say Umbelingo, we hold up one finger. When we say Umkulunkulu, you'll see the African holding up one finger. Why are you holding up one finger, African? I'm holding up one finger because Umkulunkulu is the one God. I'm holding up one finger because Nakumko, Umbelingo, because Shango, Ilekba, Babaluaye, Oludumare, Obatula, and the others, they represent one God, Olufu, Ileda, who is the feminine representation of that one God. Because we never had a hang up in Africa, the God and the goddess always go together. You can't talk about a universe unless you talk about the God and the goddess. When you talk about Olufu, you got to talk about Ileda. Because it is from the holy bond of Olufu and Ileda that you get Oludumare. You can't talk about the god Osiris unless you talk about the goddess Isis. Or you can't talk about Osar unless you talk about Aset and the offspring, the divine immaculate conception that comes from Ileda and Olufun. Oludumare is the divine immaculate conception. And that holy one, that child that comes from the black Madonna Isis or Aset, from the union, spiritual union with Osiris, is Horus according to the Greeks, but in the Medunetta his name is Heru. So we always have the god and the goddess. If you were going to Kemet or to Egypt now, you will see where the white man always tries to chisel the female out. He always tries to destroy the black goddess and leave the god by himself. Because you ain't got no god unless you got the god. You don't have no balance unless you have the two of them working together for the balance and harmony of the universe. All praise is due to Allah. We're on the one God, and we're on the fact that we always believed in that one God.
Right.
And so there in the holy city of Abydos, at the sacred temple of Seti I, in the so-called hieroglyphics or in the Medunetta, we find the first creation story where the God, the black God, what kind of God?
Black.
Where the black God, Ptah, through authoritative utterance and divine will and creative force and power,
right,
gave utterance and called and willed the universe into existence.
Right.
And so the Holy Quran says that he said, Kun fayakun.
Right.
Kun fayakun. Be and it is.
Right.
Be and it is. Kun fayakun. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he said, let there be this, and let there be that, and let there be light, and there was light. And the light, it says, then began to harmonize with the darkness. So let there be light. Kun fayakun, be, and it is the authoritative utterance that the Africans, do you read in the hieroglyphics or the Medunetta, that Ptah Hotep, through authoritative utterance, willed and called the universe into existence.
Yes,
in another part of Africa, we called him Amen. In another part of Africa, we called him Amen-Ra.
Right.
In another part of Africa, we call him Aten. All over Africa, we believe in the one God.
Yes,
we have always believed in the one God. The one power and force behind the universe. The white man ain't never had to teach us nothing about no God. White folks don't believe in no God. The only God that the white man believes in is himself. When he says on the back of the dollar bill, in God we trust, it's him that he's trusting in. When it was time to go and raid Noriega in Panama, he didn't call a meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Negro Uncle Tom, boot-licking, butt-licking puppet Colin Powell, the Negro and his staff, and call them all in.
well. Now we see that this small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living debt. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth.
be won in the future. Power to all of the people.
And the police told Marcus Garvey he couldn't speak to us and prevented him from coming to speak to us one night. We, of course, went in delegations and everything and raised such a ruckus that they had to let Marcus Garvey speak to us the next night. But when we went, I want you to hear me, when we went determined that nothing would stop Marcus Garvey from speaking to us. Now, how do you do that? How do you go determined to keep the powers that be from preventing your leader from speaking to you? How do you do that? Well, I'll tell you how we did it. Every one of us, including myself, went armed. We went armed. I had two guns on me. I had one in my bosom and one in my pocketbook. Low 38 special. Pearl handle. I'll never forget my little pearl handle gun. You think you're bad, huh? Some of you think you're bad. We went, brothers and sisters, do you think we went there with a round of ammunition?
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got love, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, father dead, with kids and I wish I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well hit, cartwheeling in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and extra lit mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's the rift, gonna plead this case. The means of my power is here. Salute the truth from the prophecy.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
Black power.
Black power, black nation, yes, people, welcome, welcome. Black power, black power, black power, black love, family. You're here live once again, day 510, new Black Panther Party Radio, live here, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq. I see the comrades on the line. Y'all ready? I see the people listening. Or we know that there are people listening around the world. You are ready. Everybody is ready every night to tune in here to New Black Panther Party Radio, the most raw nationalist narrative in the nation. These are the true hours of the Black Nation. New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398, 718-664-6398. Brothers and sisters, this is a participation broadcast, a people's broadcast, and we want to know what you have to say. You are able to speak straight to the issues that we're facing as a Black nation on this broadcast. Press the number one. That's right, family. When you press the number one, you will go live here with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We welcome you to this broadcast. We will tell you at this time to visit our national website. It's time to join the new Black Panther Party. It's time to step up and take a militant, organizing, orderly approach to defeating and in defense of all of the issues that we face as a people. It's time to get on the front line, bring your natural skills to the table, get up with the vanguard, get up on the warrior class. Let's raise the frequency of the nation. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We are a militant organization. We are nationalists. We are Pan-Africanists. We believe that black people should do for self what we have begged the goddamn white man to do for us. We are far past that stage. We believe in all of the high moral codes and spiritual teachings of our great ancestors. And as you listen to the beginning of this broadcast, you heard in our powerful introduction the revolutionary artists and their revolutionary stylings, and you heard from our great ancestors, you heard the sounds of Kwame Ture right here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Forever praise is due to Kwame Ture. You heard the wise and powerful words, thunderous on a political education tip from our great ancestor, Queen Mother Moore, only here live on New Black Panther Party Radio. And you heard from our bold Black Power General, Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, our great and mighty ancestor. We telling you, ain't nowhere else where you'll be able to tune in on any day of the week and hear our great and mighty ancestors, and then we come and we black it with all of the current events that are happening in our nation. We welcome you to this broadcast. We must support the freedom fighters. We must support those who support us. There are those every day, the brave black men and black women here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, who strive every day for freedom and liberation by providing services to black people across the nation, like in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, of the new Black Panther Party Baton Rouge chapter, Sister Amina and Brother Big Knowledge and Brother James and Brother Raydell and the brothers and sisters out there who are constantly providing community programs, feed the people, providing heat when it's cold and cold air when it's hot. We give a Black Power salute to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Baton Rouge chapter. We love our comrades, all of the great work that is done across this nation, or great work that is done like we see in New Jersey, or the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition with our great comrades. We see also our great National Field Marshal, Brother Sharif Amenhotep, a legacy of black nationalism, a legacy of community programs and service to black people now decades in the liberation movement. And we see our brother continuing to do this great work that is being done by black men and black women. What about our National Minister of Culture up there, Brother Greg, right? Brother Greg, who is tireless in his community service, and we see him and his loved ones out providing services for our black people. We are not trying to miss anybody. I'm just highlighting a few great examples of our revolutionaries in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, great black men and black women. You can be a beneficiary of this by joining the new Black Panther Party at mbpp.org, family. Also, support the Freedom Fight. You can send a donation directly to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense through Cash App. You can do it $BlackPowerDollar. We go across the nation and we look at all the great work that is being done in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we look at the great work that is being done in Louisiana and continues to be done of the wicked beasts of the police state, of these murderous pigs, and also these Arabs and these crackers. What about in the case of Brother Corey Garrison as he walked out of the store of the Hank supermarket in New Orleans, Louisiana? He was shot in the back by the goddamn Arabs in the damn store, who owned the store. The New Orleans chapter of the new Black Panther Party initiated a people's investigation and held the line, hold the line of this, the scene of the crime of where it happened, at Hank's. And we've seen as the business and the egress began to dwindle, began to disappear, and the goddamn Arabs can't make no money in our communities and gentrify us. There's great work being done in New Orleans, Louisiana, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. The chapter down there, Brother Chairman Kaiman and Brother Leon Shabazz and Brother Jakari and one of our national deputy field marshals, Brother Shaka Zulu. What about Sister Niger and our National Minister of Information, Brother Nat Turner, and what about Brother Motherman and all of the brothers and sisters who are holding the line in New Orleans, Louisiana? We are trying to show you all the great work that is being done in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. What about the national movements and national objectives? We talk about self-preservation and the defense of our nation, all of the national objectives and national goals that are carried out by the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. At this very moment, we see acts of self-preservation. And as we said about nationalism, nationhood, and different objectives leading unto sovereignty, we said, and we can prove it, that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is the best example of self-preservation and the defense of our nation. How can we say that? Here we have freedom fighters right in the midst of us who are being targeted. Freedom fighters who are being targeted. Those who do the things that are necessary to provide self-preservation. Brothers like our comrade Ozone, since you have tuned into this broadcast for the last few weeks, I have not changed the narrative. We have not changed the narrative. It's been the same. Every time you tune in, we will tell you that our stance against the crimes committed, the framing and fraudulent charges pressed against our comrades by the Daytona Beach Pig Department and the initial human rights violations by the Daytona Beach Pig Department, as shown in the 23-second edited revised version of the body camera footage that was released, our stance on these crimes grows stronger every day. Our stance on the fact that Comrade Ozone is I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T innocent, and have committed no crimes. And the black nation, the nation who Brother Ozone pledged his nationalism to, where Brother Ozone carried out, acts of self-preservation in the defense of our nation, acts of self-preservation in the defense of our nation, standing up for black people who have been murdered, lynched, and assaulted across this nation in Louisville, in Georgia, going to cover down Atlanta. All of these things show these are acts of self-preservation carried out by a freedom fighter, and for these reasons and these reasons alone, Comrade Ozone has been targeted. The government, specifically the police state, specifically the pigs in Daytona Beach, Florida, have attempted, along with the controlled white press, to disenfranchise, defame, and attempted to destroy the credibility that he has gained and continues to gain from his bold, brave strides and acts of self-preservation. To this, as a nation, the response must be great. The response must be massive. And I'm seeing your text just now, Sister Crystal, but I'm right on time. We ain't going to miss a beat because we have to keep the narrative the same. And when people ask, you tell them just like this. Don't add anything. Don't take anything out. The original crime and violation of human rights committed against Brother Ozone, Comrade Ozone, by the Daytona Beach pig, these are crimes. But to stand up for your people and be framed and have fraudulent charges put against you, that makes you then the victim. So we see again the police state, these pigs have continued their escalation in open war against the freedom fighters and the revolutionaries today. And at this time, our response should be great. Our response should be massive. And it should be the response that a nation should have for their warriors, and specifically the warrior in this case, Comrade Ozone. We have been giving the message and pushing the propaganda that you would support Brother Ozone. Legal defense, going to take a mighty blow, going to take a mighty blow. So we say to you, black people, do what you can, send what you can. You can go to the link, justice4ozone.com, justice4ozone.com. You can also visit the link. You can also visit the link. We stand with ozone.com. We stand with ozone.com. The justiceforozone.com link created by us here in the New Black Panther Party, this site, because we realized from the very jump, we realized what was happening. We've seen the counterintelligence activities being dealt out by the state against our brother. So it is because Brother Ozone has continued to show acts and strides of self-preservation for our people that we stand here today. And since the original crime committed by the state against our brother, strong in defense of our brother, he should be given a fair trial with the jury of his own peer group of people from his black community who have experienced the same things that he has experienced. But at the same time, while thinking about that or making that happen, those behind the scenes making it happen, those of us, we all have something to do. So right now you can help by donating to the Brothers Legal Fund. Don't say that you don't have anything to do, right? We face a massive war on our hands, and those who stand up in defense of our people in the midst of this war of attrition, they are targeted. We are targeted here in the New Black Panther Party for self-defense, and as a people, we are targeted in general. It has been the white man's escalation of genocide in general. And for the last 2 years going on now, we have seen the escalation of biological warfare. We have seen the escalation of medical murder. We have seen the escalation with the release of this planned pandemic, this COVID-19. And I want to say this, no program other than Dr. Arleem and the Your Immunity Project conference call, the Abundant Life Center, and all the work that he's been doing, but we're talking about the liberation movement. No group, no organization has been on this white man's ass of the lies about this COVID-19 and vaccine like we have, because we know that this is affecting our people. Is it affecting our people because we are more susceptible? No. Is it affecting our people because we are more in line to get it? No. Those are part of the lies that have been told. It is affecting our people in a great way because a massive majority of our people still think like the white man's nigger and still worship the white man. And we got to hear it like that. And we may not like to hear it like that, but that's how we got to hear it. Because beating around the bush about a biological weapon is just as detriment as the damn weapon itself. We're not playing about this. We have said it from the beginning. This vaccine and this COVID-19 vaccine is a weapon. They did not find it in the Hubei province of Wuhan, China, at some damn meat market. They didn't find it there. They didn't find it in a cave with a bunch of bats. It was created in laboratories, like in institutions like Johns Hopkins University. It was created in laboratories and institutions like Fort Detrick in Detroit in the United States. It was created and manufactured by wicked minds, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Charles Lieber and all of these different cracker scientists who took germs from the HIV virus, germs from the tuberculosis virus, and as we most recently found out from Dr. Abdul Amin Muhammad, germs from rabies. Germs from rabies. Nowhere in nature where you have a coronavirus that is natural in nature merged with the human immune deficiency virus or HIV, which is not natural, which is man-made, merged with tuberculosis, merged with the swine flu, merged with rabies, it does not happen naturally. Therefore, it happened in the scientific laboratories of the different agents and institutions that we just named, right? This virus has been released. Therefore, it did not spread out of nowhere. It has been released. It has been released by the American government. We're not scared of these devils. So we can talk like this and tell the truth. We're not afraid of them. We're not funded by them. We don't give a damn what they think about us. It's black power. And we're going to tell the damn truth. This virus has made an increase because of the vaccine. How can we say that? Well, we told you from the beginning that the best way to defend ourselves from the virus was to boost our immune system and optimize our immune system with the natural organic things that are natural to us as original people. Things like burdock root, things like eucalyptus, things like elderberry, herbs and things like garlic and things that boost and optimize the immune system that we can grow ourselves. But many of us, in the midst of all of the wicked propaganda of the white man, decided that we would take the damn vaccine. And we told the nation that the vaccine was a wicked, toxic cocktail. In it, in the vaccine, there is mercury. Mercury is a metal solvent. Mercury can be solid. Mercury can be liquid. I'm going to say this about this vaccine. And we need to take it straight to the damn devil with this one. Stop playing like we don't know. The mercury is a metal solvent and it's poison at the touch of skin. If you're working with mercury and it touches the outside of your skin, what the hell is it going to do to the inside of you? But it gets worse. There's formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is used as a chemical agent during the taxonomy process. Or if you don't know what that is, that's when they take animals and stuff the animals, and it is also used in the embalming process in the mortuary. And they are sticking it in the veins of black children and our elders. We better pay close attention. Inside of the vaccine is baby fetuses. Why is there baby fetuses and germs and tissues of baby fetuses? As well as in this vaccine, there's nanoparticles, nanomechanics that work as little nano machines that work against the biology of the body. Look at it. The mercury is used to keep the metal cool and keep the metal from the nanoparticles from burning up in the stomach. A nano is smaller than a strand of a human hair, family. So you can have a thousands of nanobots in one drop. So imagine in a whole damn bottle of vaccine, the mercury is used then to keep the metal from completely dissolving inside of the hot gases of the stomach. Once it goes into the gastrointestinal region, the baby fetuses are used for the actual germ, for the actual COVID germ, or what is called the S protein. Our spike protein to feed off of until it has enough time to create a host position in the cell. I'm going to say it again. The mercury is used to preserve the mechanics of the nanobots. We planned. This is real shit, right? That is why you put mercury in a thermostat, right? It is also used as a solvent. It's also used as almost a lubricant for metal, right? So that is what the mercury is in there for, fam. Also, you also have the formaldehyde that is in there to keep the baby fetus or the tissue alive as long as possible, which allows for the actual germ to feed on the fetus or the tissues from the fetus until it is able to attach to the host cell. These are how these compounds work together in this vaccine. Now, this is what they're sticking inside of us. Now that we done got through all the sciences of it, let's get to the bullshit. This is what they are sticking in our people. This is what many of us are allowing for them. The nanobots can shut down your cardiovascular system. That's the system of the body that controls the blood flow and regulates the heartbeat, right? Taking the vaccine and the introduction of the S-protein, when Dr. Eileen talked about it, we did further research and found that many people from taking the vaccine, the AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, many of them suffer from a breaking of what is called the brain-brain perimeter, or the brain, excuse me, the brain-blood barrier, or the brain-blood perimeter. Some of y'all doctors, press the number one. Y'all know we're telling the truth. This S-protein has been shown to do this, causing strokes and also causing memory problems. Many people, after taking this vaccine, have reported that their limbs have swollen 2 to 3 times, even 4 times the regular size. Many have reported that they have completely forgotten. You have reports of people who have completely forgotten their own family members, and that is due to the breaking of the blood-brain barrier. So what we're saying, family, is that down to the scientists, if we were to do our research, down to the scientists, you find the wicked biological warfare is even more sick than we thought. But look at all of the work that it takes to create these things, to make these things. I will correct myself, because the white man does not create a goddamn thing, has no ability to create and was not created. It is all of the effort that he puts in making these things, but look at the simplicity of the solution. Look how easy it is for us to heal ourselves and stay out of these goddamn wicked death-dealing doctors' offices. Look at how they are promoting this vaccine campaign to our elders, trying to decrease the elder population of the black community, knowing that a great sense of our pride and our wisdom, how the grandmother is considered the matriarch of the family, and the grandfather is considered the patriarch. They know how much we love our elders and respect our elders. Look how they are making it mandatory for some now, some college students even, that they have to take the vaccine in order to pursue a so-called education. Family, if we are not able at this point to identify that this is a wicked scheme of biological warfare, then we have really got some sitting down and looking and thinking to do with ourselves. Because at this point, the evidence cannot have been more clear. And the sciences that we have laid out cannot have been more clear or more thorough. We have given a clear example and clear proof of the wicked biological weapon of the COVID-19, and we are urging our people with the strongest of strength that we can muster up in our bodies, don't take that goddamn vaccine. And if you have taken the vaccine, don't take the next one. Why? Think about it. They make you take one, then you gotta go back and take another one, then you gotta go back and take another one. Why? I have a theory why, because I believe that when the nanobots or the mechanics is so fragile inside of the gastrointestinal areas of the body and the stomach, and the acid burns it up, that they have to continue to try. And I want to say that this vaccine, this messenger nanobot vaccine, is not new. There was a article that comes out of September 2019 that talks about how the same type of vaccine was used in Sudan in 2019, September. Was an article printed about how after they left the Sudan, the World Health Organization, once again, the WHO, that after they left the Sudan, there was an outbreak of a worse strand of Ebola, similar to what is being defined in this COVID-19, and that is because they were using the same type of technology, in the vaccine. So we got to look at this. It is a concerted effort to try to kill black people by using another tactic. So what we see with the enemy then is that they cannot do it by their guns, if they cannot lock us up, kidnap us, and hold us against our free will, then we find that they will use other wicked tactics and strategies to do this. The white man has now began to politically, as we talk about how they use different terminologies and start and incite, different mentalities in the in people and try to drive wedges in already where we have issues. You find now more recently, if you watch the enemy's news channel, that the conversation is becoming more vigorously about the vaccinated and unvaccinated. They're now trying to draw this silly-ass wedge in the conversation where they're saying, they have the nerve to say that the unvaccinated are the ones getting the non-vaccinated people sick. You know what we're saying. They're saying if you're not vaccinated, you're a threat and a danger to society. And again, this is something that we said would happen. We were able to tell this would happen month and month out, even last year, because we knew what was coming down to. We knew what was coming down the pipeline. So again, family, they are working on different levels. If you examine the enemy, they have become desperate. They have become desperate because they don't have much time before there ain't going to be no goddamn crackers on the planet, right? So we're going back to black. So they are desperate, and when you are desperate, you have no patience. You have no regard for casualty. You have no regard for the loss of the life of children. You have no regard for even your own when you are desperate. And it is in the desperate efforts of this goddamn white man we're seeing some of the most brutal devices of ethnic cleansing and genocide being used on our people. That should not draw any fear into us at all, because as long as there has been for the last 500 years in particular and 6,000 years in general of fighting this goddamn cave beast, there has always been rebellion, and the white man is always unsuccessful. And today, family, as you can clearly see, the enemy has lost a grip of all power that he once so-called had. And it is only the willing subjugation and believing of a false white God and believing of the false teachings of the white man, it is really only the propaganda that really is keeping the hold. And we find that the chains have been removed from the ankles and the wrists and put around our mouth. We know that you are tuned in tonight with a free-thinking people, a people who are free in our thoughts. Therefore, we are free in our actions here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398 every night. Live, we're going to tell you the truth, just like it is, and back it with the fact, proof, and truth, only here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website. We know y'all got something to say. We're talking about self-preservation and the defense of our nation. We are highlighting these unjust crimes that are being committed on the whole of our people. Press the number one. We want to hear from you. Well, this really is a people's broadcast because, you know, when you love black people, you tell the truth. When you love anybody, you tell the truth. It is the same as once you be in a relationship with someone, and one person, male or female, hell, you know, one may be abusive, hitting on a woman hitting on a man. And do you know some of us will stay in the relationship being knocked around and tossed around? And when someone comes and asks you, girl or brother, why you don't leave that woman or that man, you know, some of us say, because he loves me, because she loves me. That's how some of us are with the white men in America. I mean, as much hell as we have caught and continue to catch today, well, it shouldn't be a second thought on what we will or won't, should or could do. Our capability is endless, right? But of course, then our actions will prove the worth of our capability, because that goes out of the atmosphere into the stratosphere, because we are the greatest people. See, our capability is based on the law of self-preservation. when you find that the African throughout history, the black, the melanated, some of us get so caught up on these foolish little debates, but the African will say the African is the dominant force when, and of course not compared to the forces of nature, but when it comes to humanity, when it comes to civilization, when it comes to the making and the crafting of livelihood, nationhood, laws, rules, when it comes to the balance of politics in the world around us, when it comes to the tilling of the land and the building of great things, it is the African who is not only the first, but we are proud to say the only people who have been able to build and take the world to such great heights. That's one thing to say you the first, but it's another thing to say you are the only. Because if we still thinking that America's little funky country, wicked, blood-soaked country is something great, it fails in comparison to the African civilization, and it has been there attempting to destroy African civilization that have even got them in a conversation, America and the European, about world power. Because power is not some sweet, soft-talking, voting, not some sitting and locking arms, singing, not some hula hooping and barbecuing and tossing a damn frisbee to a dog with a picket sign in one hand and a damn hula hoop in the other hand. That is not what it's about. No, in fact, it's about revolting. God damn it, we're talking about black people in this nation who are at a critical junction right now, and our only choice is to do for self. That means there's no other choice that we have. That means that there is no other way for us to remove ourselves from these conditions unless we do for self. We have to do for self. We have to move militantly again. And we say that they continue to try to demonize militant. And here in the new Black Panther Party, the definition of militant is to always be engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of African people and to move in an organized and orderly fashion to always be engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of black people and to move in an organized and orderly fashion. That is the definition of militant. What is wrong with that, family? You can clearly see there's nothing wrong with that, right? They try to demonize nationalism. What's the definition of nationalism? We discussed it. It is to identify with one's own nation, one's own people. And how do we define the people? You're the people. We the people. We all are the people. We are those who have lived in this nation and died in this nation under the oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation of the American criminal enterprise, commonly most times referred to as the United States of America. It is a global mafia, and they use different strategies and tactics, and they are imperialists as they unite with other cracker nations to do harm to black people here in America, rob us here, and what they rob from us here, they collectivize it, and they use that to go rob other black folks. Many times we find ourselves foolishly pushing our children into the military of the white man. It's got to stop. We're talking about self-preservation and the defense of our nation. Again, we have fought and we have died in the military of America. We have fought in every war that America has incited across this planet, goddammit. And we have only done that, some of us. Many of us were tricked under the false pretenses that we would receive some freedom. As the Spanish said that you'd be free and the British said that they would help free us at one point. If we were fighting this war, that war, and the French made a promise, that damn devil lied every time he opened his mouth. We will not fight the wars of the white man. And further, in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we believe that all black men and black women should be exempt from military service. When self-preservation is on the line, we must raise our children and the next generation up that they will fight in the military ranks of the new Black Panther Party, and by self-design, the military formations who move in nationalism who will come in the future. Because this will not stop. And if we are raising the children to join the white man's marine because grandpapa or daddy or uncle or mama was there, just because our parents did something does not mean it was intelligent and does not mean it will benefit us. We love our parents, right? I say it low so my mama don't hear me or something. You know what I'm saying? It comes with the 1-2. But we're not being disrespectful at all, family. We're saying that just if our parents were pork eaters, that don't mean we got to be pork eaters. Just because our parents served in the Cracker's military does not mean we should do it and does not mean that we should raise our children to do it. It's got to stop. We should be training the men and women and raising them in the art of war and the art of self-defense and teaching them to apply it to the defense of their own. There should be no more excuses given on, oh, well, you know, you can get a college degree, they pay for your school, and they give you a house when you get out. No. All of the reports of rape on black women who go into the Air Force and go into the Marines and the brothers who go there and are sick and tired inside out mentally and spit back out into this world. And on every level, everything that the American military does, all of it goes in line with the plots internationally of ethnic cleansing and genocide, colonialism, neocolonialism, imperialism, and even Zionism all over the world. When the Marines come to a nation, nobody is saying, oh my, the Marines are coming to help. They are ducking for cover and hiding behind cars and trying to get out of the way from the depleted uranium bombs that they dropped in Somalia and other black nations in Africa. We can no longer stand for this foolishness. We shouldn't be pushing our children to the military. We talk about self-preservation. Our military and warrior talents are natural to us. We do not need the white man screaming and spitting in our damn face, demeaning and defaming the courage of our children to try to fit in with the goddamn Joneses. The fucking Joneses are some bourgeois-ass niggas who don't love themselves. You ain't got to try to fit in with the damn Joneses and the Johnsons. Get down with the Muhammads and the Shakurs and get down with the Abu Jamals and, you know, the revolutionary names, the revolutionary brothers and sisters, and stop trying to keep up with the goddamn Jacksons and things like that, right? Some of us who have left our communities and we talk about self-preservation from a distant perspective. And as we have left our communities, we have seen black men, young black men and black women come in these communities and American ghettos and show strength of brave warrior, like in the case of Brother Ozone, like in the case of many of our freedom fighters, not all of them, who have shown and proved. We're all from these damn run-down-ass communities, and let's be honest, there was a time where it wasn't like that, when the black people had our own economic districts all throughout the nation. There was a common, I guess, misconception or a stop in the research process that Tulsa, Oklahoma was only one. No, in fact, family, we had economic districts in all the major cities of America, New Orleans, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia, Harlem, New York. We had centers in Los Angeles, California, in the northern part of California, Oakland, California, all throughout the nation. And in sequence, one by one, the white man, along with the origin of the police, the Ku Klux Klan, the Night Riders, they were coming at daytime. They were assisted by the United States Air Force and National Guard. As we've seen in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and as we've seen in many other black economic districts, as they loaded barrels full of whiskey or bourbon, lit them on fire, and dropped them onto the economic districts of America, these are the acts of terrorism that still occur today in this nation. And in acts of self-preservation, we have designed a black united front to defend ourselves against these crimes of injustice. It's through our own self-design. We are not relying on anybody else. We have, in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we have the principle and the standard of what it means to stand up for the unjust and the injustice and crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing and genocide that is put on to our people. Today, now, to where they know that they can't just come and drop no damn barrel bombs. They know that they can't just clean, get away as they did in the past. And these little increments of rebellion, that brings forth new forms of identity or new paths to our objective. We cannot give the credit to these Negro politicians. We will not allow for the narrative to be changed. It has been the work of the freedom fighters and our great ancestors who have come before us, the work of those like Kwame Ture, the work of those like Malcolm X and Queen Mother Moore, and all of the work of our ancestors have not been the work of the goddamn Colin Powell and all of these other ones, the Condoleezza and Kamala Harris, have not been the work of these House Negroes. We have to give credit where credit is due, and it is because many times that we forget to do this, when a problem arises, that we are to now stand in defense of those who have stood in defense for us. We find a lot of people like a bump on the goddamn law sitting here in this damn country looking around not knowing what the hell is going on. We got to pay attention. We got to pay attention. And our eyes got to be wide open. Nobody give a damn if you awake. Got to get up out the bed and face society as it is. Those who stand up for our freedom and liberation must be protected the same as they move to protect those who are attacked for their freedom and the ideals of their liberation. So we say all that to say in the discussion of self-preservation and the defense of our nation that we got to pay attention. Here live on New Black Panther Party Radio, call in right now, 718-664-6398. You donate to the New Black Panther Party through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. I see our national chairwoman ready to go. Did I get you fired up? I'm about to tag in. Black Power, put me in,
Coach. Black Power. Put me in, Coach. You know, I've been extremely busy over these last few days, and I got to give a Black Power salute to our national chief of staff, Brother Captain Sadiq, for being so constant and so on point in these broadcasts. You know, the brother puts a lot of work in with the complete and total backing of our National Central Committee, as well as all of our officers and ranking file members of the New Black Panther Party. We sincerely give you a Black Power salute, Comrade Chief of Staff. And, you know, have a formation such as the New Black Panther Party that has some of the most committed and some of the most beautiful and some of the most intelligent, I must say, as well as some of the most caring Black people and bravest people that I've ever met, you know, in this formation. It is an honor to serve as the national chair. Our organization, as well as myself, we go through many trials being a freedom fighter in the New Black Panther Party. We've had many attempts at trying to in individuals attempting to duplicate, you know, individuals attempting to bootleg the New Black Panther Party, individuals attempting to sabotage the New Black Panther Party. But for the most part, what we receive and what we come across are brothers and sisters who love the New Black Panther Party. So, you know, it may seem in the last couple of years that there was an aggressive attack towards our formation by, unfortunately, individuals who look like us but have the mind state and the mentality of, and the we believe to be under the direction and being coerced as well as paid by our open enemy. And with that being said, you know, the beautiful thing about being a part of a formation where you have such committed people is we've been able to not only weather the storm, but we've been able to keep moving and keep doing the work of Black liberation despite all the obstacles that we are constantly coming against. You know, we have some brothers and sisters all across this nation, you know, who are volunteer freedom fighters. This is what we want the people who are listening and everybody to truly understand. You know, the volunteer freedom fighters, you know, we're not getting paid to do this work. We put our money in. We put our dollars in. We pull our resources. We practice cooperative economics. We practice self-determination. We practice collective work and responsibility. We live under a code of unity. We are very faithful to our Creator as well as to ourselves, our nation, and our people. And so that requires a certain caliber of an individual to do so. We have brothers and sisters that are coming on board that, you know, when we go to the interview process, we make sure that we give them, and through the orientation process, we make sure that we give them a clear understanding as to what it is that they are coming into, as well as what is it to be expected of them. And we expect for individuals to have high integrity, to be dedicated. And it's not just something that you can say. It is 100% of what it is that you do. Our words are simply our verbalizing of our action. And yes, our words are tools as well. But the act of being a freedom fighter, the act of being a revolutionary, the act of caring for your people, the act of being a protector, a provider, are what are required in this movement and to be a part of the New Black Panther Party. I mean, if you just want to sit around and hear some great speeches, which, of course, you can hear the best of the best. Our National Chief of Staff is going to teach. You know what I'm saying? He's not preaching, he's teaching. You get our National Minister of Information on this line, or our National Spokesman, or hell, any other rank and file that is a part of the New Black Panther Party to come on this line, our National Deputy Field Marshals, Minister of Defense, any of the members of the New Black Panther Party, when you hear them speak, you would be amongst the best of the best and receiving the knowledge that can't be disputed. And so, we do have a high character, a high code of honor and operation when you're part of this formation, because it is not only a great honor to be a Black Panther, it is indeed a great duty. We are dealing with a long legacy of freedom fighters. And, you know, we may raise the point that other individuals have attempted to duplicate the New Black Panther Party or go off and even do their own formation. Now, if they did this in sincerity, meaning they were not aware or hadn't plugged in, or, you know, maybe they were somehow under a rock and didn't know that the New Black Panther Party existed and decided to go out and start doing work as a Black Panther and had no malintention, then that's a Black Power salute. But unfortunately, we find that that is not the case. What we find is we find individuals who would not go by the higher code and honor, follow the rules and regulations, ways of a warrior, warrior ethic, skills of a soldier, ways of a soldier, the 10-point platform, 9 local objective, a 5 dudes of a panther. They fail to want to live under the and operate under these high codes and expectations of the New Black Panther Party. So they go and, you know, either by, they were either disciplined and put out, or they, you know, fell to the wayside and started to do what it, you know, create these pseudo operations, pseudo, or I'm just going to say bootleg formations. And, you know, if they're out doing work for the people that is really, you know, benefiting the people, you know, Black Power. But unfortunately, that's not what we find. It's rare that we find that. Hell, I can't think when we ever find that. What we find is they go off and have these pseudo organizations or these bootleg Panther formations, and they spend their entire or the majority of their time backbiting, slandering, talking down on the New Black Panther Party. And so we want to make it known to the people who are listening that do not fall for some altered carbon copy negative nigger in, you know, formation in their attempts to discredit, disrupt, or discourage the great work of the New Black Panther Party under this formation. And again, if folks are going out doing good work, then black power to them. Because there's a lot of work that needs to be done with our people. But what we find is the technology that's behind it. Because, see, most people would not come out just openly and blatantly like, I'm faking the funk. I have ulterior motive. I'm not sincere. They're not. No one would really come out like that. Of course, they would come out looking on surface or appearing to come in right order, but all the while it's the lies, it's the defamation, it's the deception that comes in and it affects the morale, it affects the hearts and minds of the people, and we do, without a shadow of a doubt, declare that to be dangerous, as well as counter-revolutionary. Let's just keep it 100. So for those of us who remain steadfast and who remain on point, you know, we not only appreciate, we want to encourage you to keep doing the work. Our National Chief of Staff did a full introduction with the clips that he played, and then he laid out a very powerful teaching on the broadcast tonight, covering so many issues. You could take each one of those issues and it'll be a whole show in and of itself. From the works that the comrades are doing on the ground in the cities, such as Baton Rouge, and to serve the needs of the people. From the work that the comrades are doing in the cities, such as New Orleans, fighting for justice. The comrades that are doing work in the cities, such as Newark and Houston and Dallas and all over the place, you know, you name it, Atlanta, you name the cities. Well, we got brother Florida, state and city, Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, Newark, New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, Ohio. I'm just thinking of some cities in particular that have been, and states that have been most aggressive and most active. And then we have other cities and states where we have sisters and brothers that are coming on board and working to build their chapter. We're very much appreciative of that, and you have our full support. We're not going to tell any lies nor claim any easy victories. We got people in Oregon, in California, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Illinois, Michigan, that are dedicating their lives and their time and their money towards developing chapters and programs of the New Black Panther Party, whose our main objective is for complete and total black liberation. And that does not come at an easy task or cost. When you are in a nation whose government, who is under the siege of a criminal enterprise. I was reading some information, and we're going to build on it more. What, you know, I don't think that people realize that this government that we are being forced to be bombarded by, because I'm not going to use the word subject to, that we are forced to be bombarded by, is not a true entity. It is a criminal enterprise, and it has been operating and functioning in a manner that is illegal. And the big Ponzi scheme, the greatest part of it, is to get the indigenous of his land, to those who are being forced to be up under its what do you call it, occupants, oppression, subversion, simply need to stand up and resist. But to do that will require unbreaking decades and centuries of lies and misinformation. And how do you do that? You do that by bringing truth. Because truth, simple words of truth, can break centuries, decades, years of lies. And not only of bringing truth, but showing and being an example of free people, of warriors, freedom fighters. We have families. We have to provide for ourselves just like any other soul. Many of us are entrepreneurs. Some of us are on the plantation doing what it takes until we're able to be completely independent and self-sufficient. So we're not too far beyond the people in no shape, form, or fashion. But we're giving you the right example. Thinking about that clip, you know, the last clip you played, it just dominated when Queen Mother, it keeps dominating my mind when Queen Mother Moore was saying that they were determined to let the government know that Marcus would speak. And how was that determination best shown? She said they were armed. And, the armed is definitely that, but even the thought, the mind state of being determined is what it requires. It is required to have the mentality that no matter what, you will get what it is you come to do, achieve. That is truly what it is. But to have the backing and coming in arms, meaning it lets the enemy know that just as you would defend your position with your life in hell, if assaulted, you would have to, or threatened, you would also have to take a life, which is your right to do, to defend yourself and to defend your people. These are not strange things. In fact, these are normal things. It is strange to sit around and keep being a victim. It is strange to sit around and keep being slave-minded. It is strange to sit around and try to bootleg and sabotage the works of a freedom fighter. It is strange to go around gossiping and slandering and defaming the freedom fighters. See, all of these strange things, all these weak things that have been going on, we fight against. We call it out. It really just irks the shit out of me when someone does something wrong and then you hear somebody say, oh, just ignore them. No, fuck that. Check the motherfuckers. Stop being so damn docile. Stop being so weak. No way in the world should it be normal and normalized that all this homosexuality is going on. And when people speak up against it, oh, you're homophobic. No, that is not true. Listen to the words. Phobic means to be afraid of. It is not to be afraid of something, to speak against it. So I guess now they're going to have people going around talking about people are pedophile phobic. Because you fight fearlessly against pedophiles. And now they have the same way there was a movement that lobbied for years and centuries and decades to make homosexuality law. Now these same wicked, evil people are lobbying and making moves to make pedophilia law. This is a fact. This is a fact. And because you have such low, not you, but too many people have such low moral standards, have such low backbone strength, accept anything. As it says in the scripture, evil is fair-seeming. Well, if evil is fair-seeming, then righteousness becomes what? Righteousness becomes under attack. Righteousness becomes under attack. Righteousness becomes what people fight against. And this is what is happening. So we must continue to not compromise in our principles, in our position, and in our work as freedom fighters. And we must continue to encourage the freedom fighters to not only keep doing the work, but to step up even more. And we ask that those who come on board to help lighten the load and not burden. Or just ride and just, you know, just be riding a coattail just to be a part of something. Because this is not no joke. We require study. We require you to show and prove that you are truly dedicated to the complete and total liberation of black people, that you are a black nationalist, a pan-Africanist, and a revolutionary scientist. Those are the ideologies and cores of the new Black Panther Party. Black nationalism, pan-Africanism, revolutionary ideology and way of living, as well as scientific, wise, and methodic, and coming up with remedies, solutions, and technologies for black liberation and for our people. So with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic back. Excuse me. Excuse me. I want to pass the mic back to our National Chief of Staff. And so much has been laid out. I don't know if we have anybody else on the line. It's a Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? If we got anybody else on the line, bring it back, but...
Yeah, you know, we got our chairman out of Texas, Brother Emmanuel, on the line, Black Power Conrad.
Oh, wow, Black Power, Brother Emmanuel, Black Power. I've been looking to hear from you, brother. Chairman Emmanuel, you have the floor, Black Power.
Black Power, General, Black Power, Comrade. And as always, we want to begin all important things by giving all honor to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most importantly, those that are here now. Greeting you, brothers, with the ancient words of peace, assalamu alaikum, simply means may the peace of the only God give you and yours. And that walaikum salam, to those that don't know, it just simply means, and unto you also be God's peace. So I thank you, brothers and sisters, for having me. For the few minutes, I won't be long, but as our general say, I will be strong. I'm glad we were talking about truth. It's something that is affecting myself and many of our other brothers and sisters. And as the general said, you're going to have the courage to change these things. I know it's a lot of stuff that was done in the past. And those things that were done in the past affect us right now. And what I'm talking about specifically is the parentage of children. It's so many children that go around right now. You already understand in this confusing world, we have two names. You have your mother's original name and you have your father's original name. And in this society, they tell us to pick and choose which one when you're birthed that you'll get. But regardless if you get one side, you still have the other side's DNA in you. And so it is very important, educating ourselves. This has not been very important in the past, but it has to be now. Very important on educating ourselves on who our true parentage is, who our true line is. And that comes from these slave names that were given to us. We have to also keep a record of those things so that we can keep a system of communication with our original selves after the plantation. But that's the thing that's going on right now. A lot of us are not keeping records. A lot of us are not even finding out who these children, who our children are out here interacting with. And a lot of times the families being so separated, you wouldn't know who your cousin is if they walked up and walked past you. You know, and there's been many situations where people have accidentally mated with family members because the generations that were supposed to be teaching them these important things failed to do so. And so that importance in knowing who your family is, who you are on both sides, it left us. And so now you might, in one instance, you might call yourself Thomas. And then you also have another side to you that's Johnson. Now, if your children don't know that they're both Thomases and Johnsons, let's say their name is the Thomas. What's up, King? Bless you, God. They say their last name is a Thomas, and they meet a Johnson. They never knew that that's a part of their family line, and so they mix and mate with them, and by the time it's done, you know, and a lot of times this generation teaches us not to go the long way, so a lot of times these sessions of meeting each other just be mating sessions, and then a baby comes out of it. And then these babies have these ailments and stuff that nobody can understand why. We think it's just the world's doing. These were things that were done in the time of slavery when they mixed us with our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. They didn't parcel us out. They didn't separate us by cousins and by family lines. They mixed you, making you therefore what they call a motherfucker. We'll talk about that at another time. But it is serious that we have made it and have made offspring. And these offsprings are now running around the products of those mating. And those offsprings have joined with other offsprings. And if you don't know your past, you'll look up and you'll find out that damn near, since it's the truth, we all are related in a certain way, you've been mating with people that are very close in your line, all because you just didn't know. Because we have not gone back and found the importance of that. Then we had these situations in life. A lot of the elders back in the day doing a lot of the things that they were doing when the times of intimacy was free, and they would mate with each other, make these children, and then all name them under the same marriage. Oh, because I'm by God married, all these children are going to have my husband's name. That's not right. Although they might have felt that was okay, whoever I make your father is your father. No, that's not right, because these children are genetically, they have DNA in them. And if you combine them in the wrong fashions, just because he was a good man and wanted to stay around, that's not his genes. And that's the thing that we have been fooled on and have been tossed and swayed back and forth over here in the hills of North America. It's because we have not known our true father. They didn't give us the DNA. They told us they were just going to give us a daddy that was good to them. Mothers, you have to stop doing this to these babies. Because then these babies are growing up not truly knowing themselves. Fathers, you have to stop doing this. Yes, you might be a good stepdaddy. You might be a good father. But don't steal another man's child from him. Let him have his name. Teach them that so that they will know who their family members are. Start coming around each other again like you're supposed to. Bubba and Lonnie be supposed to know each other. Know each other if they've seen each other at the store. Know each other's children. We have to stop doing the work of the oppressor in our ignorance. And then later on when these children have these big issues, everybody want to go against them. You're wrong. No, whatever. Your parents said, no, that's not right. We have not been doing things right. They did not do them right. They did them in the fashion that they were to do them in so that we can come to the revelation that we have to do things truly the right way. So I don't care if you lay down with him. That's that baby daddy. Anybody that takes care of him, any other that, hey, those are people that came in as a blessing. But that he needs and she needs theirs. And I don't care if you don't like the selection later. If you liked it when you made it, you liked it when you mate, you have to give that child the truth, because some truth is going to make that child what he needs to be. You, with the best intentions, giving it lies, you see what we the product of. Best intentions. Guys, we can't even look at each other no more without ready to kill each other. We can't join up easily because of their best intentions, but they were lies. We are not the bottom of the food chain. We are the top. So what I'm going to wrap this up and let my brothers and sisters know is that a lot of the things that happened back in the day, it is your time to correct them, and you have to, as the general say, have courage to do it. I'm sorry if those things might embarrass somebody today. But they did it.
Now I have to give these kids the truth and believe in that just because you are a good example, that you are meant for that person. No, the great creator knew who that person was meant for. They were meant for the person that made them. And so give your babies that and let them know the importance of knowing who they are on both sides and knowing who the people they come in contact with are. The only way we're going to get that done is by us truly doing work. Y'all can do it right now. Talk to your kids right now. Ask them, do they know your brothers and sisters? Ask them, do they know your grandparents? Ask them, do they know your grandparents' brothers and sisters? Do they know your grandparents' brothers and sisters' children? Because that's your relation. They didn't care about it before. We have to now. And no matter what our mistakes is, I don't care if I slept with little Susie Green and I want to hide it and I hid it and all that. No, now it's time to correct it. And now you must say, yeah, I slept with Susie Green, so Susie Green, that's my child. Yes, son, my name is such and such. Or Susie Green got to tell him, no, Bubba is the daddy that loves me and is standing in for you, but your real father is named such and such. And this is where you get those genes from. This is what blood is in you. So when you go to the hospital, they'll correctly know how to treat you. They'll know what administering of medicines need to come into you because we've given you the truth. Stop veiling us with sweet lies. Thinking all the kids don't need to know no better. They too young for that. That ain't they business. Hell, if they alive, they ain't never too young for nothing. They ain't too young to die. They killed our babies, fresh out the wombs, still in the wombs, before they could even make it to the wombs. Stop joining in with it. And it even starts with those little things because those are subjects of a freedom fighter. Oh, man, this table goes long. It's a plethora, and plethora is just a nice fancy word to mean a lot. It's a lot of topics we're going to restore ourselves on. We're going to fix ourselves on. Problems in the house, in the relationship, how you talk to each other, how you talk in front of the children, how we talk in front of our neighbors. How are children talking from their neighbor? I see the little babies walking down the street, and they just are yelling. I walk up, and they, oh, sorry, sir. I'm like, why are you telling me sorry? Why? Because he was getting a little like, why? You know you ain't supposed to be doing that? Yeah, I recognize that. Okay, well, that's what you need to recognize, homie. Don't get scared of me. I got your back. I want you to curse, but I want you to do it the right way. You know your elders around. You'll get in trouble. Watch your mouth. You with your homeboys. That's some natural stuff what we do growing up. I'm not going to tell you, don't care. I'll whip your ass if you care. I'm being real with you. I love you. So I'm going to tell you, hold your voices down. Be respectful. Be mindful of wherever you at, son. That's what y'all do, little homies. And they thank you. That's it. It's a lot of things that we got to correct because we didn't do that back in the day. We didn't just walk around the old folks and just say anything, do anything. How we going to fix those smaller problems? The government and all that is one. That's one level, but it's a whole lot more. So freedom fighters all over, get ready. It's a lot of work to be done. I've got to, as the general say, really do it. So I'm going to leave my information, as the brother already have it, but I'm going to leave the permission that we give each other in honor and respect to my brother Kotick and to the general. For all other heads and anybody else down here in Houston or around that are for real about it, you can reach me because we are ready and we get not there. So you can reach them and they in turn will get you in touch with me so that we could get the work in Houston done because it's going to take a collective. And it's a lot of us out here, a lot of listeners. And as we said, it's a lot of levels of freedom fighting, of restoring your person. No, you don't got to be Frank or Fred Hampton and get out there and stand in front of somebody. You ain't got to make the pretty speeches. We need more than, as the sister said, pretty speeches. We need people that's right there at their house really talking to their kids about who they really are, about where we really come from, about where we really going, what blueprint you got with your babies. If you die today, who's going to be the first in charge? Do you know that? Thinking you could just go to the store and you're going to make it back because you are right. Car wrecks happen everywhere. Straight bullets go everywhere. You're a freedom fighter. That don't mean your body bulletproof, nigga. We can go too. Do you have your warriors ready? Or are you playing with this life? Because the life ain't going to play with us. It ain't been. There's no fear in getting down like that. We should be Panthers everywhere. You should be walking in gyms seeing Panther clothing everywhere. You should walk down the street, see the babies in it again. Why? Because they should be proud to want to be a part of that, because they are the ones that are really correcting each other. Why? Because they're doing it everywhere. They're doing it right there with the little homies on the block. I know if you've been out there working, because the little homies out there will have their pants pulled up. Not for this bullshit that they tell us that it's some homosexuality ass shit and that somebody looking at us trying to scare me into keeping my pants up because I don't want to be homosexual or look down as homosexual. No, nigga, not for that reason. But because, homeboy, you need to keep your pants up so that you can be right on your hips. Because the pants are made like that. Why? Because in the case of a getaway, you need to get away. You need both of your legs being able to move properly in the direction you're going, player. This is war we in right now, son. Be ready for it. Fuck a fashion. Fuck that man's bullshit homosexual. War. I want you alive and safe. Hold your pants up, partner. They need built on it so that the movement can go fluidly. And you can get away. You can make it home. I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside, is what Toby told him. That's Toby and Guano. Chakute Benwigwe, that's his correct name. I pray you catch a wave. I pray y'all make it home.
Man, that's so true, brother. Man, you remember back in the day they used to have in Third Ward they had the little click called itself the EP Jack Moore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
In Third Ward. Okay, so one of my homies, you know, them was all the comrades or whatever, but I remember one of the comrades, you know, they also had what they call the jump out boys, you know what I'm saying? That was the pigs, you know what I'm saying? They jump out of. So I remember they had a little situation where the jump out boys was, you know, hitting the neighborhood, and one of the homies, I'm talking about, he was getting away, smoked them. Yo, this motherfucker pants fell. That's how they caught him. He had already smoked them. And then some kind of way, this motherfucking pants literally fell to his ankles. That's how they caught him. Like, yo, how the fuck you gonna smoke the pig on feet? You know what I'm saying? And got away running. I'm saying, like, you can got away running, your fucking pants fell. And it was like, we never let this motherfucker let it down. Like, yo, you had him. You was gone. Your motherfucking pants fell to your knees. That's how the pigs caught you. Yo, that never. Every time I hear somebody talking about sagging, that's the first thing coming to my mind.
Come on, big homies, teach the little homies right. Stop leaving them out there to hit the licks that you ain't gonna hit, and then let them bring the money if they make it. That ain't a big homie. That's a nigga using you. He give you the motherfucking heat to put in the work. That ain't the big homie. He using you. He want to see if you will get
dirty. And
look, just
today, none of them doing that. The one that, you know, even on that, what you saying, now they got jobs, now they got families. You know what I'm saying? Teach them that's some bullshit. That ain't no way you're going to live your life. The ones that's alive, that is, are not locked up.
Thank you. Not locked up. I love all y'all that's gone, that's out in there. Much love, all my love. But a soldier that's in there can only stand for the soldiers that's in there. He can't feed his family out here. He can't stand for what's going on against us out here. And that's why if you make it out of that cell, never go back. If you get out, never return. Get away. Make it home safe. That is your job every day. And you, my generals, mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters, next door neighbors, it is your job to take command of these troops. And make sure they make it home. We can't win the war if we are not the majority. How do we become the majority? Survival. Survive. And truth. And I leave you as I come. Best and only wish is the peace that only God can give, either you and yours. That peace is inside of you. You are God. Whatever's for you and yours, I wish for that. And I know you're ready for the thing. What is y'all ready? Let's get it. Give it to us.
Black
college. Oh, Black power.
Black power.
Brother, man, you have me about feeling, man.
I love
it's all good, though. You know, yeah. You know, that's how it's supposed to be, though. You know what I'm saying? When the brother gets on here, not only does he, you know, express the truth so beautifully, but he always comes from the heart, our comrade. We love you so much, Brother Emmanuel. You know, y'all going to hear the truth every time you tune into this broadcast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that 20 minutes that the brother just did, shit, man. You know, the truth is so powerful, like Kwame Ture say, even a lie got to spit it out. You know? So that's what you're going to hear every time you tune into this broadcast. We will continue to tell you that what you can do at this point is to continue to support the revolutionaries who support us, support Brother Ozone, you know, legal defense, as he's being accosted by these goddamn lying-ass pigs. You can do it by visiting justice4ozone.com, justice4ozone.com. You can also visit westandwithozone.com. You can support the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by sending a donation all the way through Cash App, $$BlackPower$. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. MVPP.org. I want to thank our chairman out of Houston, Texas, Brother Emmanuel, our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. You live here every night with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Catchhead Sadiq. We love you, family. Tune in tomorrow night and the next night and the next night and every night here at the new Black Panther Party Radio. Black power, black power, black power, family.
I hate to hear a black man say, well, but we outnumbered. They got more guns than we got. Oh, black woman, you in trouble when you got a black man talking like that. You mean to tell me that your woman is in a house being raped by 20 men and they got 20 guns and you ain't got but one gun and you gonna just go and cry and leave her in there being abused and misused and say, they got more guns than I got. I can't go in there. If you got a man like that, goddammit, you ain't got no man. You might as well get rid of him. You ain't got no man. A real man has got to face it. A real man has got to determine the strategy for going in there and getting his woman out and taking some of the enemy out. That's a real man.